FNC's Carlson, professional class Democrats. Media don't track illegal immigration because it means cheaper, low-end labor for them. By Jeff Poor on March 9, 2021. Monday on Fox News Channel's Tucker Carlson Tonight. Host Tucker Carlson speculated on the reasons why Democrats, including President Joe Biden and Biden's allies in the mainstream media, do not track illegal immigration. Carlson argued there were benefits for that group within the so-called professional class from getting an influx of illegal immigrants. Transcript as follows. Carlson, 10 days before the last election, the 2020 election, a reporter for the Texas Tribune came across a very strange sight in Starr County, Texas. Starr County sits on the border right across from Mexico. It's one of the poorest places in the country. Not a lot of people visit Starr County, Texas. But this reporter did, and he watched as more than 70 vehicles with Trump flags drove in parade formation from the little town of Roma, Texas to Rio Grande City. All aboard the Trump train, read one sign. It was a convoy and was organized by a man called Raul Reyes. Even Reyes couldn't believe the turnout. I was expecting 15 to 20 cars max, he told the reporter. And the reason he wasn't expecting more cars is because Starr County is not exactly a Republican stronghold. In fact, just 4 years before in the 2016 election, Hillary Clinton defeated Donald Trump in Starr County, Texas by 60 points. That's definitive. But things changed, and they changed fast. In the span of just 4 years, Starr County, Texas moved from deep blue to almost red. Donald Trump finished within just 5 points of Joe Biden. That's a swing of over 50 points. And the numbers are even more dramatic in nearby Zapata County. Donald Trump lost Zapata County in 2016 by 33 points. But last November, he easily beat Joe Biden. These are big changes. And you're seeing them all along the Rio Grande Valley, the southern border with Mexico. Now to the geniuses looking at these numbers in Washington trying to figure out what they mean. The most amazing thing, the things that leaps out of them immediately, is that Starr and Zapata counties are overwhelmingly Hispanic. Starr County is 96% Hispanic, Zapata is 85%. So how could Hispanics support Donald Trump in numbers like that? They must be QAnon people. And not only were those two counties non-white, they are very poor. Legitimately, as we said, some of the poorest places in the United States. Nearly a third of the residents of Starr County, Texas, live in poverty. The median household income in both those counties, Starr and Zapata, is under $35,000 a year, but they are voting for Trump. What the hell is going on? Well, a lot of things are going on probably. But uncontrolled illegal immigration, definitely is one of them, probably the main one. And that's completely baffling to people in D.C. If you're a Yale-educated bureaucrat or a nonprofit executive living in Bethesda, of course, you see everything through the lens of identity politics. You've been told to do that. And needless to say, you obey, you always obey. Most illegal aliens are Hispanic, so you assume that most Hispanics support illegal immigration. That's just how you think. The problem is, you're an idiot. You have no idea what you're talking about, but you have no clue how ignorant you are. How could you know? You never leave Bethesda. Congressman Henry Queller is a Democrat, but he doesn't live in Bethesda. He lives in Texas. Queller represents both Starr and Zapata counties. Queller sees what's happening. He can't ignore it. On Saturday, he told Fox News that his constituents are being overwhelmed by an influx of migrants from Latin America, and the Biden administration is doing nothing to stop it. In fact, they're lying about it. Begin video clip. Rep. Henry Queller, DTX, it might have started under Trump. But when you're the president, you own the situation. Whether it's a success or not a success, it's going to own that. I think in February, we're going to get about 100,000. And again, I don't care what we call it, but I can tell you this, those numbers of people that are being released, they are purposely withholding that information. They've been told not to withhold that information. I now know that they're bringing people from McAllen over to Laredo, processing them in Laredo, and they're going to release them in my community. End video clip. Carlson, those numbers of people being released, says Henry Queller. The Biden administration is purposely withholding that information. Now, why would they do that? How bad is it? Well, again, This is an elected Democrat admitting that he has no idea how many people are flooding into his community every day because the Biden administration is hiding that information. He is supposed to be representing this country. But he has no idea how many of these people compete for his constituents for jobs. He has no clue how many of them are criminals. He has no idea how many of them have COVID. No one knows the situation there is that out of control. And it's not just Henry Cuellar who is upset about it. Another Democrat from Texas, State Senator Chuy Hinojosa from McAllen, has charged the Biden administration is encouraging illegal aliens to come, which obviously, they are. Quote, "It's gotten worse," Hinojosa said. "I don't think, quite frankly, the Biden administration was aware of what's happening on the ground here. Which you can understand because they're just coming in and trying to get people up to speed with what's happening. But I don't think they were aware that there were that many coming across. The Border Patrol is overwhelmed, they're throwing up their hands because they don't know what to do." Now, that's not a problem if you're Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, it's cool. But if you actually live there, and you're poor, it's a huge problem, and you shouldn't be surprised by this. Our policymakers realized a long time ago that they could simply hide most of the relevant data on illegal immigration, and no one would bother to look into it. Case in point is the total number of illegal immigrants living in the United States. It's been 11 million officially for decades. Everybody repeats that. They keep repeating that number, even when all available evidence contradicted that number. That number is a complete lie. There is some research out there, some good research, totally nonpartisan. And the best research suggests that there are at least twice that number of people living here illegally. And possibly many more, quite possibly more than 30 million. But journalists and the politicians they protect don't get to the bottom of because it doesn't bother them, because they're all part of one class. They're the professional class. They run the Democratic Party, and more illegal immigration means cheaper, low-end labor for them. It doesn't really matter what effect it has on the country. It doesn't really matter what more crowding does to the natural environment. We've got about 100 million more people living in the United States than we had 30 years ago. What does that do to the environment? No one cares. Who does it hurt? They don't care. Of course, if you are being hurt, you do care. If you're living in poverty in the Rio Grande Valley, none of this is an abstraction. The actual numbers matter very much to you. Fox's Casey Stegall recently did what most journalists are refusing to do. He went down to the border to try to understand, on foot, with a camera, the scope of the illegal immigration surge that has intensified since Joe Biden became president. Begin videotape. Casey Stegall, Fox News Channel correspondent. Voice over, the wave of migrants currently flooding America's southern border runs the gamut from entire families to children all alone. And now once again, larger packs traveling together. Unidentified male, huge groups are coming in. Because they know that they're going to be let go. Stegall, voiceover, U.S. Border Patrol agents say it's not at all uncommon to encounter clusters of 20, 30, 50, sometimes even groups of more than 100 migrants wandering the desert and surrendering. As the overall apprehension numbers keep ticking up. Unidentified male, we are between 700 and 1,000 daily. Stegall, voiceover, which translates into a shortage of detention beds and space, even as additional temporary overflow facilities are brought online. And videotape. Carlson, this is obviously a humanitarian crisis. Mostly for Americans, but not just for Americans, for the migrants themselves. Whatever happened to those kids in cages? All those unaccompanied minors? Maybe some of them don't have their parents with them. Nobody cares anymore. It's hypocrisy. Yes. But it's so in your face, you have to conclude the hypocrisy itself is the point. They humiliate you and wear you down by ignoring their own previous statements and blowing right past you with their new agenda. As Congressman Cuellar pointed out, all of this is intentional from the way they're hiding the data to the complete 180 on the child overflow facilities. People living in Starr and Zapata counties voted the way they did for a reason. Is it surprising to you that they are being punished for it now? It shouldn't be. But this is a bigger story than just South Texas. It's not just affecting border towns in the Rio Grande Valley. What you're seeing is an attack on an entire social class. An attack on working people, the ones who've been hurt the most by COVID. The ones who saw their lives destroyed after a year of incoherent health mandates from incompetents posing as experts. And just to rub it in case you missed the point, the administration is demanding that American citizens, unless you're Gavin Newsom, but the rest, remain under corona law forever. Meanwhile, foreign nationals living here illegally can do essentially whatever they want. Begin video clip. Unidentified male, voiceover, officials with the city of Brownsville, Texas report at least 108 migrants tested positive for COVID since the end of January, more than 6% of everyone they screen. A city spokesperson tells Fox News, they don't have the authority to detain those people and prevent them from getting on buses and traveling elsewhere. End video clip. Carlson, so the illegal immigrants, some infected with coronavirus, get on a bus and just take off. Who knows where they're going? No one knows where they're going. No one is checking. That would be racism. Meanwhile, a mom in Ohio dares to watch her son's football game sitting alone in the stands. And for doing that, she gets tasered, wrestled to the ground, arrested, all for not wearing an obedience mask. It's awful on every level, and a functioning media would expose it. But instead, our media create diversion so that you won't notice it is happening in the first place. Watch the race lady on MSNBC, Harvard educated, but totally oppressed, tell you that you have no moral right to worry about COVID. Begin video clip. Joy Reid, MSNBC host, you know who the absolute worst is? Texas Governor Greg Abbott. Yes, he's a repeat offender. He's deflecting criticism by dishing out anti-immigrant xenophobia. Gov. Greg Abbott, RTX, the Biden administration was releasing illegal immigrants into our communities who had COVID. The Biden administration was spreading COVID in South Texas yesterday because of their lack of constraint of testing and quarantining people who had come across the border illegally. Read, so for that absurdly racist claim, Governor Abbott is the absolute worst, for the second time this week. End video clip. Carlson, an absurdly racist claim, says the race lady from Harvard. So taking precautions against COVID is racist. Just the other day, they were telling us exactly the opposite. Tomorrow, they will tell us something completely different again. They don't mean any of it. Maybe we should ignore them. What actually matters is keeping our country from falling apart. And right now, effectively, we have no southern border. That's a much bigger problem than COVID. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.